This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military announced Thursday what it called new and improved measures to bring humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip, including constructing a new land crossing into northern Gaza. Military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said in a video statement the new crossing would enable more aid to flow directly to civilians in the areas that have been challenging for aid trucks to access.
We expect 50 aid trucks a day to pass through. Following the cabinet's decision, we have worked with international partners to bring in more aid from the sea via the port of Ashdod, after which it will be transported down to the crossings into Gaza.
Hagari said with the combination of these new measures, the daily average of trucks carrying aid into Gaza could be expected to go up gradually from 350 per day to around 500 per day. International humanitarian aid groups have complained for months about barriers in bringing aid by truck into Gaza. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Lithuania's capital, Vilnius, Thursday, where he joined leaders from a dozen states in Central and Eastern Europe, including Poland, the Czech Republic, and Romania, for the Three Seas Summit, with the war in Ukraine prominent on the agenda. Speaking to reporters upon his arrival at the summit, Zelensky stressed the need for air defenses in Ukraine.
I want to thank the Lithuanian people for your big support during all this challenging period of this tragedy of this war, and of course the urgent needs for Ukraine, and I think it's not only for Ukraine, for European security. The urgent needs, number one, of course, is air defense.
Earlier Thursday, Zelensky had stressed the need for more military aid for Ukraine, especially air defense systems, after a night of Russian aerial attacks. The Ukrainian military said included 42 missiles and 40 drones. This is VOA News. South Korea's Liberal Opposition Party scored a landslide victory in a parliamentary election held Wednesday, dealing a resounding blow to President Yoon Suk-yeol and his conservative party, but falling just short of a supermajority. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
The Liberals were projected to fall just short of the 200 seats needed for a supermajority, but their win likely means political gridlock ahead for President Yoon Suk-yeol. Main opposition Democratic Party leader Lee Jae-myung thanked supporters and called it a great victory for our people. Lee had led a combative campaign against Yoon. He urged Yoon's party to work together with the opposition towards an economic recovery, calling it their top priority. The ruling People Power Party was set to win just 108 seats. President Yoon, who took office in May 2022, was not up for election this time, but the bitterly fought race was seen by some analysts as a referendum on his leadership, coming as Yoon's popularity falters under a cost-of-living crisis and a series of political scandals.
That's Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reporting. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced Thursday a plan to overhaul his nation's economy, directing money into manufacturing and clean energy industries in an effort to build a more resilient economy. Speaking in Brisbane, Albanese unveiled what he called the Future Made in Australia Act to help compete with global partners who are providing massive subsidies into new industries. He compared the current changes in global economies to some of the most significant eras in recent history.
This decade marks a fundamental shift in the way nations are structuring their economies, a change every bit as significant as the Industrial Revolution or the Information Revolution, and more rapid and wide-ranging than both.
The Australian Prime Minister said the plan would boost investment in Australia's renewable energy resources, including battery production like green hydrogen, green metals, create more jobs, and ensure a competitive economy. He provided no specific financial figures for the plan. The European Central Bank has decided to leave interest rates unchanged as the world's central banks wrestle with when to cut them. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The European Central Bank is leaving its key interest rate benchmark unchanged, choosing to wait for confirmation that rapidly receding inflation is firmly under control before cutting rates to support an economy that's struggling to grow. The bank's rate-setting council says in its post-decision statement that most measures of underlying inflation are easing, but domestic price pressures are strong and are keeping services price inflation high. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.